Health officials in Los Angeles County are warning of a coming shortage of ICU beds. A stay-at-home order remains in effect in LA to fight the latest surge in coronavirus cases there.
Well, in the Dallas area, that shortage is already a reality. Barclay Burdan was among the first to sound the alarm there. He's CEO of Texas Health Resources, the region's largest healthcare system. Mr. Burdan, Barclay, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, but a tough time, and it's been a week since you made that prediction about running out of space in ICUs. Now it's happening. I'm sure you'd rather not have been right, but tell us, what does this mean? What happens? Are elective surgeries going to be canceled? Will 911 dispatchers be instructed not to bring people to ICUs? What's going on?
Yes. Well, we have what we call surge plans. And we begin to reallocate the resources that we have. So, for instance, people I think are familiar with the concept of the recovery rooms after surgery. Those are places that are basically like an ICU. And so we begin to not do surgeries, and some surgeries we can postpone that are not urgent. And that begins to free up some of those recovery room areas where the staff are basically like ICU nurses. They're critically care trained, and we begin to manage patients in those areas. Those are how we begin to reallocate resources. So we can surge up from our standard bed complement and add another 100 beds relatively quickly, and that's what we will do if we're at that point. Our analytics right now would tell me that our ICUs. We didn't peak out in the ICUs over the week, but we're continuing to grow, and it looks like right now about the beginning of next week is when we think ICUs may hit their physical capacity, and we may have to begin to implement some of those strategies.
And we know that many of your healthcare workers are living in hotels away from their families to keep their families safe for months, and you've spoken rather plaintively about the sacrifices that these healthcare workers have already made, living in hotels. What's going on there?
Well, for now going into our 10th month, we have had the heroes that staff all of our patient-facing areas, ICUs, med-surg, ERs, that have been caring for these patients, and they see the devastating impact that this has on individuals and families and on our community. They also recognize, I think, that it's important that our communities continue to operate. And so they're asking, why won't more people take the simple precautions of wearing a mask, staying out of crowds, washing your hands more frequently? Because, in fact, we think that we don't have to have everybody doing that, but if we have more people doing that, that it will tamp down the growth of the infection.
And meantime, you mentioned, the hope on the part of healthcare workers that people would help here. And a study from the University of Texas Southwestern showed that you're right. Even if the rate of wearing masks or social distancing ticked up just a little bit, 11%. Just a few percent. It would not only flatten this curve you're seeing, but it would send it downward. And we're also hearing that this rate of hospitalization is triggering a shutdown of some businesses today because of the rate of hospitalizations. So some bars will be closed, gyms, restaurants will be at half capacity. So, tell us more about the message you want to get out. People have a part to play in not only making sure there's a hospital bed for their loved one, but that their businesses can stay open if they just wear the masks.
Well, I think that's the point, is that we want our communities to be healthy. We want our economy to be to return to health. And if we want to keep businesses open, the way to do it is to protect everybody. And that's clearly what the nurses, the doctors, the respiratory therapists in my hospital see, and why they're pleading with people and are asking me, how can we get more people to take the preventive measures so that we can tamp down the growth of this and get it back under control and not have to close down businesses in our community.
Yeah. Barclay Burdan, CEO of Texas Health Resources, thanks and best of luck to you there.
Thank you so much.